It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. I hope you're enjoying this nice middle of July Saturday evening. Did you enjoy the Midnight Sun Festival at all? Did you participate in it? I always have the sourdough pancakes put together by the Kiwanis Club on Cushman there in the Saddler's parking lot. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's just enjoyable. It's what I do the most of. Of course, it's food. We're coming into July, middle of July. Sometimes the weather's good, sometimes not so good. So sometimes we're cooking outside, sometimes we're cooking inside. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about three items. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to cook an entire French meal together. That's right. I'm taking you to France. Then we're going to do a restaurant review. Everyone loves breakfast. We all enjoy a nice breakfast where someone cooks for us. And I'm going to do a breakfast review of a restaurant and then go through the rest of their menu items. And then third, we're going to cook a steak, and it's going to be inside. It's not going to be outside on the grill. Sometimes you can make an incredible steak indoors on your oven, using your stove and your oven both. So we're going to do all that. But I enjoy cooking, as you probably know. And a few years ago, I started teaching myself the rudimentary art of French cooking. Now, when it comes to French cooking, as much as you learn, you'll never be done learning. It's a lot of fun. It's from farm to table. That's where it started. Taking common items at the house, in the farm, and bringing them to the table and what you can do with them. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make a chicken a la Normandie. We are going to make a nice mushrooms with brie. We are going to make a creamy sautéed shrimp. And then we're going to make a nice lemon vinaigrette salad. Those four items. Now, anyone can cook a dish. And when it's done, it's done. The key to all this is cooking these three, if not four, dishes and having them finish all at just basically the same time, so they're all nice and hot and ready to go all together for dinner. And we're going to have a nice French white wine of Bordeaux, a white Bordeaux. Bordeaux's a region, not a style. You'll hear all about the red Bordeaux's, some of the most incredible in the world. My favorite is Red Margaux's. It's a region right next to it. It's like the difference between Napa and Sonoma, but the Margaux is more, I believe, is just a little bit better. But my personal opinion, they're all good. So what we're going to need for our chicken is I went and got four chicken thighs. We're going to need a shallot and garlic. We're going to need some white wine, mustard, chicken stock, and cream. The mustard's a Dijon mustard. Grey Poupon is fine, or just a regular Dijon, Kroger style from Fred Meyer's. And we're going to need some thyme, some fresh cut thyme. And the recipe usually doesn't account for thyme or ask for the thyme. But hey, out in my herb garden is a bunch of thyme, and I thought this would be a very good additive to it. So of course I did it. So what the first thing you're going to do is you're going to aerate your garlic. Garlic is basically a form of onion, so is a shallot. I call the shallot the polite onion, and the garlic is the wonderful onion. But what you're going to do is you want to chop up or mince when you're preparing garlic, anything with garlic. Chop the garlic up about 20 minutes in advance of cooking because it allows it to aerate and let its natural flavors and juices and oils come out. So what you do is you go and you get your garlic all nice and diced up. We're going to be dicing up about, for this meal, about four cloves of garlic. And we're going to dice it all up very nice. Then when you're done dicing it, we have about 20 minutes of wait to aerate before we start using it. So what I want you to do is turn the oven on to 350 degrees. and open up your bottle of white Bordeaux and have a nice glass of wine. Relax while you're waiting for your garlic to properly aerate. We're cooking French, which means we're not doing this fast. We're enjoying it. We're learning the process. And we're going to cook something great. So, our garlic is done being aerated. So we go, and I'm going to use a cast iron skillet because we're going to put the cast iron skillet both saute and in the oven. So I use mainly olive oil. You can use canola oil, vegetable oil, does not matter. Give a nice thin coating of oil on your skillet, turn up to medium high. Put, before you put your chicken on there, put salt and pepper on the skin side. And then when the oil comes to a light smoke, that's when you put the chicken on the skillet, skin side down. We're going to sear, give a light sear on the chicken skin. Then while that's happening, you take and you put salt and pepper on your meat side of the chicken. And after you've done that, you're going to dice up your shallot. So we have our shallot diced. Our chicken has been on now about 2.5-3 minutes. It's getting that light to medium sear, crusty on the skin. So we flip it over and we cook it for about another 2 minutes. Then we remove the chicken. And in the skillet, we don't put any more oil, we just throw the shallots in there. Now the shallots we're gonna cook them for about 2-2.5 minutes at medium to medium high heat. These are gonna cook fast. These are gonna soften up fast. So what you do is you put that in there, and as they're starting to get that light brown, they're ready. That's when you throw in your diced up garlic. Now, garlic cooks much faster, so it's going to be about just a minute that you're going to be cooking the garlic along with the shallots together. Then what you do, once you're at that point, you take, say, a cup of your wine, and you put it into the skillet, and you're now deglazing. I don't know why they call it deglazing. It sounds French, but we're taking our spatula and we're uprooting the garlic and the shallot where it's forming on the pan. We're deglazing. Then we take a cup of our chicken stock. We put it in there. We're mixing it around. Then we take about 2 tablespoons of our Dijon mustard and we put it in there. We stir it all up. Then we take our 5 to 7 stalks of English thyme. We throw it in there. And what we're doing is we are going to be cooking this in there a nice medium. Just bring your heat down to medium. You're just getting it nice and mixed and cooked together, and you're stirring it, and it's about a 4-minute process. Now, by this time, our heat in our oven should be at 350 degrees. So what you do is, once this is all melded together, your liquids, you put your chicken back in. Meat side down, skin side up. Put the 4 pieces of chicken back in your skillet. Then take a soup spoon and spoon your liquid over your chicken. Spoon it over the chicken. Do that about 4 times on each chicken. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take our skillet and we're going to put it in the oven. And we're going to put it in the oven for 20 minutes. And so we got, really nothing to do for 20 minutes except for maybe clean off your mushrooms. What we're going to do is, with our mushroom dish, we are going to clean those, but we're not going to cut those. We're not going to slice those at all. And for the mushrooms, we're going to need some brie cheese, vegetable broth, butter, and some of that garlic that we diced up. So then we're looking at our shrimp. So shrimp is going to be easy. We're just going to use for the shrimp. Go clean the shrimp. Take the exoskeleton off. Wash it. Clean it. We're going to need tarragon. Got fresh tarragon from my herb garden, butter, garlic, and cream. So get all that ready to go. And then after 20 minutes, your other two items, your chicken, your shrimp, your mushrooms, all your food there is prepped. Again, on the mushrooms, we're going to need brie, vegetable broth, butter, garlic. And then on the shrimp, it's going to be pretty easy. Butter, cream, and tarragon, and garlic. So once the 20 minutes is over with, you're going to pull, you know, have your hot pads out. And what's going to hit you is a blast of, you know, pretty hot air. So take off your glasses because your glasses are going to steam up like mine did. Pull it out with your hot gloves. Put it on your cooktop. And pour in, I'd say, about half a cup to 3/4 of a cup of cream. And then mix that all together with the stock that's in there right now. Get it all nice and mixed together. Then take your soup spoon and start ladling it on top of the chicken, skin sides up. Do that about 4 to 5 times on each piece of chicken. Then put it back in the oven, and you got 20 more minutes at 350 degrees. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to get the mushrooms ready. So get out another saucepan and put in there your butter. And what we're going to do is we're going to cook in butter the mushrooms for about 10 minutes by themselves. 10 minutes. Nothing else. 10 minutes by themselves. And then you're stirring them around. You don't want them to get too stagnant or seared onto your pan. So keep them going. And after 10 minutes, throw in your garlic. Stir around good for a minute. Again, only for a minute. Then you're going to put in 3/4 of a cup of vegetable broth. That's right, vegetable broth in there. And it's going to be simmering. It's going to be cooking very well. Again, this is over medium-high heat. You're going to be doing that. You're going to stir it all around. And then you're going to get your brie cheese. You're going to get about 2 to 3 ounces of brie cheese. And you're going to put it in this stock mushroom medley. And you're going to see how the brie melts into both the mushrooms and the chicken stock. And it gives a very great flavor. So now we're at the 30-minute mark. And, you know, we're about the 30, 35-minute mark. And while this is going on, you're going to get your shrimp ready to go, and you have another saute pan. That's right, small one. You got about a half pound of shrimp, maybe 3/4 of a pound. You're going to have 8 to 10 shrimp from, say, a 12 to 16 count per pound. And you're going to put in the butter, melt the butter, put in the, once the butter is, you know, foaming, put in your garlic, cook it for about a minute. Then you're going to throw in your shrimp and then saute it around. Then you throw in into the butter, you throw in your diced tarragon that you brought in from my herb garden. And you're coating the shrimp, you're getting it very nice. And then you're going to put in some cream, say with this amount, half cup of cream. And you haven't cooked the shrimp through. You've cooked the shrimp about halfway through, and you add the cream in there and let that also absorb into the butter and into the liquid, and it's a great combination. So you have basically in the oven 40 minutes with the chicken. On the cooktop, you have 20 minutes with the mushrooms. And also on the cooktop, you have about 10 minutes with the shrimp from beginning to end. And while that's going on, what you do is you go and you get some red wine vinegar, you get some olive oil, you get some of your crushed garlic, minced garlic, you get some of your Dijon mustard, you get half a lemon sliced, and you get maybe 2 teaspoons of oregano, and you say, for depending on how many people you have, you're going to have 1/3 of it red wine vinegar, 2/3 olive oil. It's 2/3 of one, 1/3 of the other. 2/3 of olive oil, 1/3 of red wine vinegar. Then you squeeze your lemon in there. Do not get any of the seeds in there. You're going to take salt, pepper, fresh ground salt, fresh ground pepper. You're going to put your Dijon mustard in there, probably about a half a tablespoon to a tablespoon, depending on how much you got. Then you're going to put in your oregano, mix it all together, and bam, there is your lemon vinaigrette. And I get out, say, a head of baby lettuce there and tear it all up. I don't cut it with a knife. I tear it. Just gives very different variation of sizes. So I pull out the chicken, take it out, and I scoop more of the chicken with my, I'm pulling it out with my padded hands there, and I'm scooping the sauce over the top of the chicken. Then I take it and I plate it, and I plate the cooked mushrooms, and I plate the cooked shrimp all on one plate. And then on a different plate, say a salad bowl, put in your salad, and bam. There you go. Now, depending on the size of the portions you want, last night I had three people over, so each person got a nice piece of chicken, plenty of mushrooms, plenty of shrimp, good salad. And it was a meal perfect. We had two bottles of wine. Very nice. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at a restaurant.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse here on this. It's a tape program, but it's a wonderful Saturday night anyway. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Hope you're enjoying Fairbanks. What the heck. Now, we all like breakfast. So, this last week, I went over to the Oasis there on University Avenue. You know, I just felt like some eggs Benedict. Met a good friend of mine. Her birthday was the night before, so she's a popular person, so I thought, well, she's going to be pretty busy on her birthday with all her friends, so I'll take her to breakfast on the morning after her birthday. So we met at Oasis. I like the classic eggs Benedict over there. Very good. They make their own hollandaise sauce. Now, what hollandaise sauce has in it, of course, the French herb tarragon. That's right. So they give you two poached eggs, Canadian bacon, served on an English muffin with the hollandaise sauce, $14, very good price, very good. And I had it with the home fries, and I was quite satisfied. But you can also get the Eggs Benedict, pretzel Eggs Benedict over there, or spinach and tomato Eggs Benedict, or the crab's Eggs Benedict. You can get that, or the smoked salmon Eggs Benedict. Where in Alaska, where but in Alaska can you get both crab and smoked salmon Eggs Benedict? What the heck? Then you have the omelets there. They have the Oasis Omelet, which has hollinks, onions, peppers, tomatoes, olives, jalapenos, mushrooms, and cheddar Monterey Jack. That'd be mine if I ordered an omelet. That's one I would have taken, but I would have asked them to leave the jalapenos out because I'm a person who likes herbs, not that heat. But they also have the Gordon Bleu omelet, which has ham, mushrooms, onions, Swiss cheese, topped with fresh hollandaise sauce. They have the Farmer's Omelet, which has sausage, ham, bacon, peppers, mushrooms, onions, cheddar, and Monterey. And they have the Philly Omelet, which is their signature cheesecake fixins folded into an omelet. Now, you can basically make any omelet you want there. They have ham, sausage, bacon, hot links, mushrooms, onions, peppers, tomatoes, olives. You name it, they can get you there. You need a morning pick-me-up? I have their Oasis Bloody Mary, and I told the bartender, make me a good one. I don't like heat. Put some salt around the rim, and it was very good. You can also get their X-rated mimosa, their Starburst mimosa. Need a little pick-me-up in the morning, the espresso martinis or the peppermint patty or the Elvis coffee can go there with you. Other morning favorites, they have the eggs, the biscuits and gravy. My friend, she had the biscuits and gravy, and it looked really, really good. It was all I had to do to stop myself from having some of hers, too. But they have the old favorite, corned beef of hash. And one of my favorites, a chicken fried steak. Then the cheese steak burrito breakfast. Oh, man. But you're a steak and eggs person in the morning. You got the sirloin steak and eggs, grilled sirloin steak, two eggs. Serve your choice of potatoes and toast. Your potatoes would be either home fries or hash browns. And my toast is always sourdough. You can get pancakes, French toast, stuffed French toast, or stuffed French toast is with a cheesecake filling, topped with strawberries and whipped cream. That's just a little bit too much for me. But your kid might like the chocolate chip waffle. So what the heck, you can always have that. Now, they also serve lunch and appetizers. They have a very good appetizer selection, but the fried pickles, that some friends of mine really like that. So if you're one of those fried pickle people, go get there. Their beef empanadas are very good. The pretzel with beer cheese. They have a smorgasbord of good appetizers. Soups and salads, they have their soup of the day. They have their dinner salad, chef salad. Now, here's where we get really good. They have the Southwestern steak salad. And then they have the Doc Gooding, which is a salad topped with grilled halibut, seasoned with your choice of Cajun or lemon pepper. So, you know, I just haven't seen places with halibut salads, but what the heck. Get baskets there. They have the Alaskan Icy Bay IPA beer battered halibut, chicken strips, fried shrimp. They're known for their burgers and their sandwiches. They got their cheeseburgers, their Beyond Burger, which is a very good patty topped with lettuce, onion, tomato, pickle, hey, gluten-free, ready to go. They got the patty melt. They got very good Oasis's Philly cheesesteaks out there. They have the Works cheesesteak. They have a halibut melt, the fish deluxe, and the BLT. Oh. They also have the pork tenderloin deluxe, which is a hand-breaded tenderloin, deep-fried with lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise, and pickle on a toasted bun. Not sesame seed, but toasted. The French dip, the Reuben, that's the thing about Fairbanks. We're getting some people make really good Reubens in this town. And the Reuben at the Oasis is very good. They have a turkey melt. They have the chicken deluxe, chicken breast deluxe, rather. Get the steak sandwich there, or the Nashville hot chicken sliders. Two sliders with crispy chicken, Nashville hot sauce, mayonnaise, pickle chips on a Bavarian pretzel. How's that for a sandwich? And a good menu there. good menu. My food was fast. My food was wonderful. It was a Sunday morning. It was about 9:30, 9:45 in the morning. The place wasn't too packed. About 11 o'clock, it starts getting packed. People are getting going between 10:30, 11 on a Sunday morning, coming in from church. Saw families there, friends there, single individuals just wanting to get a breakfast and get going. So they provide that very well. A very good place to go for a Sunday morning breakfast. Now, you want a good steak? Okay. Go out and get your New York steak. And what you do is you take your saute pan, put your oven at 350 degrees. You're going to get a steak that's about, oh, say, an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half thick. Put down your olive oil on your pan. Get it smoking. Take it and sear it for about 2 minutes on each side. Have your oven and get a saute pan that is good for both the oven top and the oven itself. Put in the oven for about 12 to 14 minutes. Pull it out, have a hand pad, because what you're going to do is you're going to melt butter in your pan, and you're going to have some diced up garlic, some diced up shallot, and maybe some from my herb garden, the thyme. And what you're going to do is you're going to melt the butter, and then you're just going to pour it. You're going to have it on a burner, and you're going to melt the butter, and you're going to start spooning it over the steak for about 1 minute. Really, 1 minute, you're spooning it over the steak. Then you're flipping the steak over and spooning it over again and doing it for another minute. Then you're going to take the steak, and you're going to put it off to the on a carving board, tent it with aluminum foil, and you let it rest for 10 minutes. Crack a beer, have some wine, see your friends, have some lemonade, iced tea. Whatever you do for 10 minutes, you know, get the rest of your table set, plated, everything ready to go. Then pull out your steak and cut into it on that cutting board just to see what it looks like. And you're going to see a perfect medium rare steak. You can do this with a filet. You can do this with a T-bone. It's just the process. And what you want to do is take a look at the thickness of your steak and how long you're going to put in that oven. The thicker the steak, the more oven time you need it. 350 degrees if you have a really thick one. When I get the filet mignons that are like 2 inches thick, I boost it up to about 400 degrees. Do the same principles, and I have it in there at 400 degrees for about 14 minutes, and it comes out a great medium rare, and that's how I like my steak. And you can have it like that, put it out on the grill, however you want to do it. There's many, many ways to cook a steak, but I thought I'd cook a steak with you indoors during foul weather or winter. That way, you know how to do it. Well, Fairbanks, that's our show for tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Again, we're moving to the 12:30 hour when we go into August. We have some great new sponsors. I hope you use them. I hope you enjoy them. You have a great Saturday evening, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.